God never forsakes you. God never abandons you. God never deserts you. That's the truth. But even though God never forsakes you, sometimes you feel forsaken. You feel abandoned and deserted. That's experience that we have sometimes, living in this world, feeling abandoned, deserted, and forsaken. Even our Lord Jesus experienced the feeling of abandonment on the cross. He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Even our Lord Jesus felt the forsakenness. And our great apostle, St. Paul, also experienced the feeling of abandonment. He said, "We have become the scum of the earth, the garbage of the world, right up to this moment." He felt like he was garbage of the world. That feeling he had. Our Lord Jesus had it. Our great Saint Paul had it. And sometimes we feel that way too. The world makes you feel that way. Feel like garbage. Feel like abandoned. Feel like deserted. That was what Israelites experienced when they lost their home. They experienced the abandonment when they were taken to be exiled, captives. They were in exile. They lost everything. They lost their temple. They lost their home. They lost their family. Not by their will, but by somebody else's will, they were taken away into captivity. And then there, they felt abandoned. Korean people also experienced this kind of abandonment when they lost their country. Many of your parents actually experienced that when they lived under Japanese occupation. They lost their country. They lost their language. They were not supposed to have their own names. They had to have Japanese name. They felt abandoned. When you lose everything, you feel forsaken. When everything is taken away from you, you feel lost. You feel abandoned and forsaken. That was what Palestinians and also Israelites experienced last 15 months. They lost so much. They lost their loved ones. Their homes were bombed and killed. Their family members were kidnapped, not knowing whether they survive or not. Finally, starting from today, there is a ceasefire agreement with a tinge of uncertainty. It's gonna work or not? We're not sure. We need to pray for them. Also, this is what people in LA experience right now. Their homes were burned down to ashes. They lost everything. Many people do not even have insurance because the insurance company would not insure them because of so many fires there. So some of them lost their homes and they are not even insured. Elder Min's friend, she just lost her home, and then down the road, her son lost his home. But they don't have insurance. They lost everything. Feeling of abandonment, forsakenness. I'm sure people in southern Tibet feel the same way after the earthquake. Feeling of abandonment is what we experience in life, and it's kind of worst human emotion, feeling. Your experiences may not be as dramatic as having war, fire, and earthquake, but you experience your own kind of abandonment in your life. When you're rejected, when you're alienated, when you lose everything. When life is difficult, we feel lost. We feel that nobody really cares. I'm all alone. In this, that is when you feel like you're abandoned. As we look at the world that we live in, the world is getting more and more selfish and self-centered. Me first has become our philosophy. We used to say that, hey, that's not a good attitude. Me first, that's not a good attitude. But now, me first becomes our lifestyle. Very different from Jesus' teaching. But what's wrong with saying me first? We always say it these days. We don't even know how to feel others' suffering and hardships. As long as nothing bad happens to me, everything else doesn't matter. When the world becomes selfish and self-centered, what is the result? What do you experience? We experience abandonment. We experience nobody really cares. Even if I speak about difficult things, they don't listen. They just listen, but you don't feel that you're listened. You're heard because they don't feel your suffering and hardships. People feel neglected, forsaken, and abandoned. We become an invisible man and woman, like the book Invisible Man, written by Ralph Ellison. He wrote this novel in 1950s, talking about African-American experience in North America. He wrote Invisible Man. He said in the book, "I am invisible, understand, simply because people refuse to see me. People refuse to see me. I become invisible." Sometimes we feel that way. When people become so selfish and self-centered, we become invisible to them. That is a big reason for us to go to Sioux Valley every year. Indigenous people in this country, they probably experience the greatest abandonment. They felt deserted. When their children were taken away, not by their parents' wish, but by somebody else's wish, the parents felt abandoned. And even the children in a residential school, in a foreign place, they felt abandoned and forsaken. We just want to tell them that you're not forgotten. We are with you. We care. You're not alone. That was what Gord Downie, the Tragically Hip's frontman, wanted to do. He wanted people to remember them. He wanted to tell them that they are not alone. This is why we are starting a new project with Cuba. They were isolated, especially because of the U.S. embargo. They were an island, isolated from the rest of the world. They're not an island just geographically, physically, but they're an island politically, economically, and psychologically. We want to go see what is going on there because we care. Also, this year, we want to reach out to Evangel Hall, to the street people. They were abandoned by their family members, friends. They're all alone on the street. And Evangel Hall is doing ministry for them. And we used to be heavily involved in Evangel Hall, but after COVID, we kind of lost touch with them. But we want to go back. On Boxing Day, we used to go out making sandwiches at church, and then we went out to the street and handed out our sandwiches. We used to do that. We want to revive the ministry at Evangel Hall. Feeling of abandonment is probably the worst human emotion. When you're abandoned, you lose hope, joy, and motivation to live. After Korean service, KSM service, 85-year-old woman came up to me. Oksanim, Reverend, God will take care of Korea too, right? Right now, Korea is going through a lot. President is arrested, and you know, without our country, we have no hope. And then she was almost in tears because I didn't mention about Korea. I mentioned about everybody else, but not Korea. When you are abandoned, you lose hope, joy, and motivation to live. This is well captured in Psalm. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down and there we wept when we remembered Zion. On the willows there we hung up our hearts. For there our captors asked us for songs, and our tormentors asked for mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How could we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither. Let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I don't remember you, if I don't set Jerusalem above my highest joy. Whenever I read this psalm, I think about Jamaican reggae group, Rivers of Babylon. And then Boney M. later sang that too. But this psalm captures the emotion of Israelites feeling abandoned in a foreign land. A famous Korean song, Arirang, captures the Han of Korean people. Han is a very special Korean word which captures the complex emotions of grief, anger, resentment, and regret. Han is what you experience when you are abandoned. The word became very important word for Korean theologians. The word Han. And also this Arirang song was studied by people in England and the United States to understand the psyche of Korean people. Because Arirang captures this Han very well. 나를 버리고 가시는 님은 심리도 못 가서 발병 난다. If you leave and forsake me, my own, every 3 miles you go lame, you'll have grown. It captures grief, anger, resentment, and everything when you feel abandoned. This song captures the Han of Koreans. To Israelites who experience this kind of abandonment in exile, God declared this. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called My delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. In the world, you may experience abandonment. You may experience life's tragedies. You may experience rejection and alienation by the powerful evil system. You may experience hurt and pain by your loved ones, by your family, and by your friends. Sometimes you feel like you are a motherless child. That was what indigenous children in residential schools felt. That was what many black sisters and brothers felt in America. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day. That was what many Tibetans felt under Chinese occupation. That was what Koreans felt under Japanese occupation. And you will hear from Mr. Lee, but that's what a lot of Koreans in North Korea experience. There are many old people who live in isolation. They feel useless and unwanted. They feel abandoned. Nobody wants to visit me. Nobody wants to talk to me. I'm useless. But my friends, you are not alone. You will never be alone. God will never forsake you, abandon you, or desert you. God will lift you up. God will crown you with honor. That is what Isaiah said. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and the royal diadem in the hand of your God. God will wipe your tears. God will take away your shame. God will restore you. God will bring honor to you. You are a precious child to God. Will God ever abandon his precious child? You know that very well. You know how precious your children are. God will never abandon his precious children. You are people of God's promise. You are in God's good hands. When you know this, you will not live anymore feeling abandoned by the world. The world may abandon you, but you will never feel abandoned because you know that God always accepts you, embraces you, and honors you. You can handle the abandonment of the world. So it's okay to be not invited. It's okay not to be invited to the inauguration of Trump, like Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, and Shou Chu. It's okay not to be invited.